We have to talk. Step into my office, please. This is very serious. I'm not sure you understand how serious this is. How your past actions are going to dictate how you live from now on. It's time to get a grip. You've been incredibly transparent, whether you intended to be or not, about your actions, and understand that I know everything about you. And, additionally, I also know so many things about your life, your marriage, in fact, things right under your nose you don't have a fucking clue about. You've been too busy being dictated to by your penis, and clearly you are so out of control, and you are going to listen to me. Listen to me, and I'm going to set you and your wandering penis straight. You seem surprised. Well, you've been foolish, utterly stupid, in fact, and I'm not sure what you were thinking, leaving your laptop open, with your email exposed, and all the lies you've been living there for me, your superior, to read. I'm not sure what you were thinking doing this at work. Utterly insane, quite frankly, using work resources to fuck around. I guess you were thinking you should keep it away from your home, from where your wife is. Your wife, whom I've met and talked with so much, such a nice woman. And keep your affairs, your cheating, your lies, on the down low, trying to hide it here at work. Such a fool with an out-of-control penis. Trust me, you should have been even more careful. So sit in that chair, there, in front of me. Sit and listen. You are so fucked now. Fucked from being so stupid. But in the end, you will thank me. Even worship me for the liberation you'll experience because of me. Sit there now. Sit and listen. Listen to me. I know you've been a very bad man. A very bad man that's been playing some very bad games, toying with emotions, lying even to get everything you want, eating your cake and having it too. I read your emails. Emails to and from the young woman you've been toying with, having an affair with, stringing her along, saying what you know she wants to hear, just so you can feel like a big man with a younger, sexy girlfriend. Was it good for your ego? Did you walk around hard thinking that you had the world by the balls now, a nice wife and a hot girlfriend? Now it's me that has you by the balls. And the lessons you must learn are going to begin now. Take your pants off. Take everything off. Yes, get naked here in my office. Naked, and let's see what kind of cock you have, big man. Not bad. It's okay. Nothing I'd go crazy about, but to each their own. Now start to stroke it for me. Spit in your hand and smear it all around your cock. Make it wet. And show me how you jerk that meat. Stroke it up and down. Do it to my voice. Up and down, stroke fast for a bit. That's it. Fast. But don't you dare come. Not until I let you. If I let you. That cock is no longer your cock. You clearly can't control it, and you've gotten totally out of hand. So now you stroke it for me. Keep up the pace, gooner. You are my gooner now. Listen to me. Stroke your cock very slow. Up and down now, slowly. And let's look at some of those emails from that sexy young thing you've been fucking behind your wife's back. You had her going, didn't you? Making promises you had no intentions of keeping. The fantasies she had. Look, waking up with you in the morning. Doing dishes together. Keeping house. Building a home and life together. Being real homebodies. Spending holidays together. What a naive girl. It seems she really felt you'd actually leave your wife, break up your family for her. Silly, silly girl. And the times you disappointed her made her upset. When she became difficult and moody, she actually apologized to you when it was you that was the one needing to be sorry. Sorry for your behavior. Sorry for even being with her. She deserved a man that was actually available, not a so-called man like you, fucking around, playing games. But you liked that, didn't you? How she was putty in your hand, there for your escape from the mundane life you had at home, from your life with your wife that was what? Boring to you after all those years of marriage? Such a bad, bad man. You have lessons to learn. Oh my God, look at your cock. Getting busted fucking around is making you hard. You are one twisted individual, are you not? The madness you create out of your life and that young woman's life, and possibly your wife's if she ever found out. Do you think your wife would care? Trust me. I'm getting to that. My God, look at your cock. You are getting rock hard stroking as I talk to you like this. Such a twisted fucker you are. Now stop stroking and listen to me. Keep your hands off your cock until I say otherwise. We are going to play a game. A game that if you don't play will have serious consequences for you. First, take these rubber bands I have saved in my desk for bad men like you, and wrap them around your balls. Do it. Make those balls tight while leaving just a bit of slack. Don't worry, this game will be fun. I'm just going to use everything I've got to get inside your brain and play with you. Change you. Trust me, you'll like it. And now, second, I've got a present for you to make you so nice and weak. Goes with the rubber bands. I got this morning at the gas station on the way to work. Some amyl nitrite, otherwise known as poppers. And you will inhale and exhale exactly as I tell you, using this drug to open your mind and become submissive, weak. Now open up the jar of poppers and keep them in your hand. These two items, poppers and rubber bands, are going to deflate that ego of yours, such a big ego, and turn you into the kind of man you need to be now. Trust me. Listen to me. I know what's good for you. Now get ready, because I've got so much news for you. You are in for such a surprise. Are you ready? Good. Now start stroking your cock again. A nice even pace, and do as you are told. Listen to me, and inhale the poppers. One. 2, 3, 4, and hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale now, and snap those rubber bands around your balls. Snap them hard, and exhale completely, and only then stroke your cock again. You are such a bad man, leading on such a nice young lady, fucking around on your wife, no regard for anything but your hard dick in your pants. Keep stroking, and do it again. Breathe in, poppers. 1, 2, 3, 4, and hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale completely, snapping those rubber bands around your balls. Bad man, bad man. Feel how weak you are, just like when you became weak for your girlfriend's pussy, and who knows how many other women you've used and fucked around behind your wife's back. Stroke your cock again. Up and down, listening to me, such a bad man that needs a lesson. Keep stroking some more. up and down, listening to me. And again, inhale the poppers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale and snap the rubber bands. Your cock dictates your morals, bad man. Such a big ego that with each snap of the rubber band becomes smaller, eventually to be reduced to nothing. It's what you deserve. Keep stroking, stroking up and down, up and down. I'm going to turn you into a mindless gooner, free from your impulses. No more cheating for you. Listen to me. Look at your cock now. It's throbbing. Don't you dare come, you fucking slut. No coming, just stroking up and down. No coming for you. You've come too much in your life, busted your balls too many times, and pussy, you have no business busting in. You've taken advantage of too much pussy, illicit pussy, bad man. And speaking of balls busting, look at your balls. Red, swollen, so ready to burst. Snap those rubber bands again. Do it 3 more times while you listen to me. Feel your ego fade away with each snap of the bands. And then back to stroking. But no coming for you. No coming for you. Keep stroking, and with each stroke, feel your mind become more numb. Feel yourself become an empty shell. Just gooning your life away, listening to my voice. Bad cheating man. You thought you'd get away with it. And I bet you are like most cheating men. When pressed with the question, when asked, what if your wife is cheating? You immediately respond, a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, she'd never do that. Fool. Gooning fool. What's good for the goose, dear, is good for the gander. Such an egomaniac you are. Oh my God, do I have news for you. Your wife? That cute, sweet woman? Loyal to you almost to a fault? Well, so you think. Listen to me. Take those poppers again and inhale. Breathe them in deep. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold your breath again. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now exhale, but this time keep stroking your cock. We will give your balls a break because the news that I'm going to share with you will break you. Your ego, your soul even. You will not believe what I'm about to say, but it's true. Your wife has been fucking around on you for longer than you've been doing it to her. Almost from the day you were married, starting on your wedding reception, in fact. The men in your wedding party all had a go at her before you guys took off for the honeymoon. So many cocks she's enjoyed. Cock that is bigger and better than yours. Men younger and stronger with more stamina. Keep stroking and take a breath of poppers. Just inhale as much as you can and exhale. Forcing that air out and stroke. Your wife is a nymphomaniac and she gets more cock than you've ever had pussy. You look so surprised. And your cock, was that yet another rise? You are becoming flushed. What? You like the idea of your wife fucking around on you? Or do you? You thought you were her one and only, didn't you? And now the confusion sets in. She's been playing you all along. You are not her one and only. Far from it. And the man she is fucking now, literally right now, is such a stud with a huge bull stud cock. Didn't you notice sometimes when she came home late and you guys made love? Oh my God. That her pussy was a bit more loose, wet. She claimed it was you that made her extra creamy. Well, listen to me. Stroke your cock and inhale and exhale another round of poppers. Do it. Listen to the truth. She's extra creamy from the big load she took just prior to coming home to you from her latest stud. God, he shoots so much cum. She told me so. He fills her up and shoots so hard and gallons of it. Makes her squirt all over his fuck stick. You've never made her squirt, have you? I already know the answer. Your wife tells me everything. You are not near the man he is in so many ways. The way he cherishes her, the way he fucks her, how sexy he makes her feel. You've paled in comparison, and since you chose to expose yourself to me at work via the emails you so carelessly left for me to read, I have chosen to break you. Inhale the popper again, and exhale, this time again snapping the rubber bands around your balls. Time for you to face the truth. You are not the womanizing stud you thought you were. No, listen to me. You are nothing but a cucked gooner boy now. And from this point on, no pussy for you. You heard me correctly. No pussy for you. No more girlfriend's pussy. No more wife's pussy. Not any woman's pussy. No pussy for you. Inhale, poppers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, snapping the rubber bands around your balls and say, no pussy for me. And again, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, snapping and chanting, no pussy for me. And stroke your cock. Stroke your cock. This is how you fuck now, gooner. And listen to me. When you see a woman you want to fuck, you say, no pussy for me, and you retreat. You lower your eyes. You visualize your wife taking that big bull stud's cock. Lots of pussy for your wife's lover. No pussy for her cuckold gooner husband. That's all you get now is goon. Stroke it up and down, and again, inhale poppers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold poppers. 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale, stroking fast now, saying, no pussy for me, no pussy for me, as you stroke and feel your ego, your manhood, diminish with each stroke, and every time you think about fucking pussy, cheating on your wife, again, you cancel that thought, no pussy for you. And if you do choose pussy, and I'm doubting you'll be able to even get it up for pussy at this point, but if you do, I will wreck you, expose how pathetic you are, how shameful you are to the world, to everyone that knows you. I'll expose you right now in this position, naked, inhaling poppers, snapping rubber bands around your balls. Look how hard this is getting you. No pussy for you, gooner. Just stroking and baiting. Now is your sex life. You are not a man. You are a gooner. And I'll tell everyone. I've been recording this. I'll set this free online. Hashtag the fuck out of it on the company's social media if you even attempt to get pussy. You are not a man. You are a gooner. Stroke that dick. That cheating, lying dick. Stroke it and chant, no pussy for me. Do it and inhale poppers. Hold the poppers again. And exhale, snapping rubber bands and chanting, no pussy for me. No pussy for you, gooner. None. Ever again. Maybe you can get your wife's sweet cream pie, but even then, that you don't deserve. No pussy for you is what you deserve. That and poppers and rubber bands and gooning. You look so confused, suffering yet aroused. So fucking aroused. Look at you. You've gotten yourself in a fine mess here. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come? Bust those balls? Maybe I'll let you. Mm-hmm. It will be anticlimactic anyways. It's the only way you are going to come from now on. At my whim. And never deep inside sweet, sweet pussy again. Mm. Not even a fleshlight pussy. No pussy for you. Mm. Just the palm of your sweaty hand as you jack yourself off, fucking your hand, pumping your fist with that dick of yours that used to feel pussy. Mm. No more. No pussy for you. Pussy is for real men. You are not a man. You are an empty shell with a dick that goons, mindless, gooning and inhaling poppers. I'll let you come. Do it as I say. And if you want to come again, you beg me for it. Ask permission. Otherwise, you goon and edge until you ask. If you can find me, if I'm not with your wife having fun with bull studs, fucking beta boy, gooner, cockhold. Oof. So inhale poppers. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. One more time with rubber bands on. Exhale. Snapping them around your balls. Snap, snap, gooner. And now take the rubber bands off. Do it. And feel your balls now. So full of cum, throbbing. And inhale poppers again. Deep breath in and hold. And now exhale and jack that beta dick now. Jack it up and down so fast and say, no pussy for me. No pussy for me. Jack it up and down until you come, beta gooner. Stroke your dick the way you like now. Stroking for no pussy. Thinking of your wife getting real man cock. Not your beta dick that gets no pussy. Come and chant, no pussy for me. No pussy for you. No pussy ever from now on. Jack it and come and accept your fate. No pussy. No pussy. No pussy for you.